This is You're My Saturday by Bitter Cape, a Marvel Cinematic Universe and DCU Comics fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Dick Grayson / Tony Stark, and has additional tags, identity shenanigans, and Tony connects the dots. Summary. Tony is willing to admit it. The primary reason he starts flirting with Dick Grayson is to annoy Bruce Wayne. It's one of the pillars of his existence at this point. The sun comes up and the sun goes down, and Tony annoys Bruce Wayne. Something like death and taxes, really. Tony is willing to admit it. The primary reason he starts flirting with Dick Grayson is to annoy Bruce Wayne. It's one of the pillars of his existence at this point. The sun comes up, and the sun goes down, and Tony annoys Bruce Wayne. Something like death and taxes, really. That's not the reason he continues to flirt with Dick Grayson, of course. Apart from the man's many and obvious assets, he's a joy and a delight in that he, A, enjoys annoying Bruce even more than Tony does, and B, he also enjoys annoying everyone else in the socialite segment of the population. So it quickly becomes the norm that Tony beelines for Dick at every gala they're both attending. He's not quite sure when he starts liking Dick for more than the mentioned assets and their shared gala hobby, but it dawns on him that he is, in fact, in deep shit when he decides to attend a charity gala in bloody Gotham, hosted by Bruce Wayne, no less, purely because Dick will be there, and obviously he will be miserable without Tony. Well, that was unexpected, Tony tells himself. Dumb E makes a kind of whirring noise, which is how he shows he's listening, even if he doesn't understand. Yeah, you're right, buddy, Tony says, and he pats the bot's outstretched arm. Dumb E wobbles a little, and then goes off to do whatever he's cooked up in his little mechanical brain. Probably trying to tempt Tony with another motor oil smoothie. Tony really doesn't know what he expected, but it's a gala in Gotham. Of course, there's a two-bit villain attempting to do whatever it is he wants. Tony stopped listening halfway through the monologue and is edging slowly towards the back of the ballroom in the hopes of being able to activate his suit before the goons recognize him and start shooting. Bruce Wayne is in the spotlight, surrounded by squeaking socialites of all available genders, and appears to be trying to use charm on the villain of the day. It's a middling success. Tony feels sure he could have done a better job himself, to say nothing of Dick. Dick, who appears to have melted into the woodwork or something, is certainly not anywhere Tony can see. He's suddenly a little bit worried. Dick is a big boy who has been kidnapped too many times to count, what with being Bruce Wayne's ward and all, and he definitely can take care of himself. He's still a civilian, though. For that matter, Tony is a civilian, albeit one who clearly has been spending too much time with Clint and Steve lately. But Tony has firepower built into his suit, if he can just edge out of sight. That is the moment Nightwing chooses to come bursting in, swinging across the room by way of the chandelier, landing in the middle of the goons, and handing out whoop-ass like he sells it by the can. Not even 20 seconds later, Red Hood bursts in through the window, helmet first and guns blazing. Tony stands there, gaping like a fish, while Red Hood and Nightwing have the villain plus goons bleeding and groaning on the floor. Nightwing cheerfully secures him with zip ties, and Red Hood cheerfully relieves Bruce Wayne of his watch and cufflinks before disappearing back out the window. Everything is under control, Nightwing says brightly. Sounds just like Dick when he's managed to get in a particularly good jab at Bruce. And then Nightwing turns towards Tony and grins, wide and delighted. And there is no way in the world Tony can ignore that. Oh, you bastard, he whispers to himself. He can't quite stop his returning smile from spreading, though.